Today's shiur is dedicated for Eschus for Fu Shlema, for Shalom and Bracha. Today's shiur is Masechta Nedarim Daf Ayin Beis, and we will begin on Daf Ayin Beis Amud Aleph at the top of the Amud. At the end of our previous shiur, the Gemara posed a question. Gemara's question was, how does the Halacha look at Gerushin? That means, if, as the Gemara illustrated, a woman had made a neder while she's a Nara Marasa, and then her husband divorced her. He had never done her first Nadarim, but divorced her. And now the question is, is the Gerushin considered just like a Shtika? We know there are two ways how a neder becomes confirmed. Either if the husband hears the neder and remains silent for the B'yom Shammai, which we're going to learn soon, what is the definition of B'yom Shammai, but it remains quiet, or the definition of B'yom Shammai can mean that he makes an act of hakama. The nafkamina is if it's B'yom Shammai, until the B'yom Shammai ends, he could still be made for the nether, even though he remains silent. On the other hand, if he made hakama, then that nether can never be nullified. And as the Gemara explained, why would be the halacha if a husband, the Oris, divorced the neder, so he made it into Yom Shammai, didn't then divorced his wife? Do we look at the Gerushin as an act of Akama? And if we look at the Gerushin as an act of Akama, so then even if he takes her back that day, the halacha is he could never be made for the neder, because we know once a neder was actively confirmed, it cannot be mufar anymore? Or do we say it's only like hearing it be Yom Shammai? As long as today is still Yom Shammai, the husband still has the opportunity to be made for the neder. Toshma, so Gemara wants to bring a raya from the following brisa. The brisa says, Emesai Omru Meis HaBal Nisrak Nor Shusav. We've learned previously in this parak extensively that even though a husband and a father are meif in the dorim together, there's a new halacha that if the father was meif in the neder and then the husband died, the father takes over the husband's position. And as we discussed many times, that is the concept of nesroikna. So says the Braisa, Amos Amru, when is there a halacha that meis habal, if the husband dies, the sroikna reshus av, the father takes over the husband's position? Bizman shaloi shama habal. If the husband never heard the neder while he was alive, and he passed away without hearing the neder, oi shama v'hefer, or the husband was made for the neder, but then he passed away, and then the halach is the father has to be made for. And as we discussed extensively on Daf Samaches, not only does the father have to be mefer, but since the husband's hafara ends with his death, the halacha is that the father, now when he has the right to be mefer the neder, is mefer it not only his portion, but he's also mefer the portion of the husband. And as we quoted when we learned those sugyas, the explanation, of Rav Naftali Trop Sitzal, he says that the husband's hafara is only valid because the father is there, that he has to be made for. They have to do it not jointly at the same time, but they have to be able to do it together. And that means, as Rav Naftali explained, the husband's hafara, even though, as we just learned, the husband did do the hafara, but the hafara that he did really was sort of hanging in the air, waiting for the father to do hafara. And therefore, since the husband passed away before the father could do the hafara, so therefore his hafara really is not halachically considered hafara. And since his hafara is not halachically considered hafara, not only will the father have to do the hafara for his own share, but also have to redo the husband's share. And the reason it could be done is because of the concept of Nisroikna. Oy Shama Veshasak, or if the husband heard the nether and he was silent, he wasn't Mefer, he wasn't Mekayim, or Meis B'yoyim, and then he died that day. Makes the Gemara's point. V'yamid Gerishin Kishtika Damu, if we're going to say that the Halacha views Gerishin as Kishtika, like the last case, listen, Nami, why didn't the Brisa mention this case as well? Oshishama, that the husband heard the nether, didn't do anything, the Girish, and then he divorced her. And again, that would be a case of Nisroikna. If we say that Girish is the equivalent of Shama Veshosak, the Brisa should have mentioned this example as well, of Girish Veshosak. The fact that the Brisa, Loik Tani Hachi, did not offer this example. Shmami, no, this is clearly indication, says the Gemara, the Gerish and Kakamadami. And once the husband was Mekayim the nether, no matter what happens afterwards, the halacha will be that that nether is already confirmed through the Hakama of the father, of the husband. And since it's confirmed through the Hakama of the husband, the nether, there is no concept of Nisroikna. So it seems that this Braisa at this point is an indication that Gerushin Ka'akoma. But ask the Gemara, or points out the Gemara, Amos Sefer, let's continue learning the Braisa. Avram Shoma, if the husband heard the Ned of a Kaim, and he actually was Mekaimit, Oish Shoma, or he heard the Ned of a Shosak, he wasn't made for it, or Meis B'yom Shalachrov, and then he doesn't die that day, he dies the next day, so the Yom Shomai passed, and as we said earlier in our Shir, once the Yom Shomai passes, the nether becomes Mekuyim, the nether becomes confirmed, then Ein Yochel Hofer. The husband, the father can't be made for by himself, even though the husband died, this nether is already a confirmed nether. And we obviously cannot apply the concept of Nisroikna on a confirmed nether. But ask the Gemara, V'amrit, if we're going to suggest that Gerishin Kakamadami, that Gerishin is also equivalent to Hakami, to an act of Hakama, so why didn't the Braisa mention this case? Shama, if the husband heard the nether, Girish, and he divorced her, that nether can never be Mufar, because it was actively confirmed, it was actually Mekuyim through an act of divorce. Elma Deloik Taniach, the fact that the Braisa did not mention this case, Shmamino, the Gerishin, the Halacha does not look as an active example, does not look at as an active example of Akoma. So we have here Stira, Elo, Mahalaka Mishmina, says the Gemara, from this price we can't bring a Raya. Because one of the cases of this price is very accurate, and the other one was only mentioned to be the complement of it. Iresha Dafka, if we'll say that the Resha is Dafka, so then we're going to say, that'll be a Raya, the Gerishin is Kakoma. I wasn't mentioned in the Sefer. The Nasuf Sefer Mishim Resha, and the Sefer is not being accurate because it should have mentioned this case. The Sefer Dafka, we're going to say that the Sefer is what we should follow. And the fact that this case wasn't mentioned in the Sefer is a Raya, that Gerishin is not Kakoma. So then we'll say that's the halacha. The Gerishin, learning the Sefer by itself, seems to indicate the Gerishin is not like Hakama. And the Resha was mentioned because of the Sefer. And the only reason, and the Resha is only mentioned agav the Sefer, but it's not to be considered definitive, because only one of them can be definitive. And since we don't know which one is the definitive part, we can't go either direction. So we're back to our question that we began this year. What is the halacha of Gerushin? Is it considered like a Hakama, or is it considered like the husband hearing the nether and remaining silent? Toshma, says the Gemara, we learned in the Mishnah on Daf Ayin Aleph Omen Aleph, Nodriv Hi Arusa. If a woman made a nether and she's an Arusa, V'nizgarshan, she got divorced from that Orus that day, without her husband or father having been made for the nether. And then we learned this case, and she got Mureses again, and she even got Mureses to Maya people. The halacha is, Oviu Obalam Afirin, as in the Rea. We learned that the father, who's a constant, and her last husband are Mefer Nedarim. Says the Gemara Shmamina, isn't this clearly indicative? The Gerusha Kishtika Domo. The Gerushin halachically is only considered like a Shtika. Because if we will say Kahakoma Domo, that's considered like an act of Hakoma, so once the first husband divorced her, and we're saying divorce is equivalent to Hakoma, if we're going to say divorce is equivalent to Hakoma, then the halacha ought to be that nobody can be made for this ned anymore. It's a fully confirmed neder. How could the last aris of the day be made for it? Nidra de ukem aris rishon, a neder that was already confirmed. Answers the Gemara. Hachmai skin, and we can explain the Mishnah is referring to a situation b'shloshama haris harishon. The first aris never heard the neder. And since he never heard the neder before he divorced her, so there, even if we're asking if Gerushin is Kakama or Gerushin is like Shtika, that's only in his case where he heard the neder. But clearly, if he didn't hear the neder, then the halacha is that we won't call it Akama. Because what are we saying? That Gerushin maybe is considered Akama, because that's what he did, that was included in what he had in mind when he divorced her. But if he didn't know about it, we can't say that that's what he had in mind. Says the Mari Hachi, if we could say that the first Oris never heard the Nether, and that's why the Gerushin that he does is not considered an act of Hakama, and that's why a later Oris could do Hafara, my ear by Biyom. If we're talking about that the first Oris never heard another, so then I feel Achameyom Nami, even if she gets Muresis after 100 days. Why does the Mishnah say Nadra is in the Garish, the words of the Mishnah again? A Nadra of Yehi Arusa, Nizgarish of Nisarsa, by Biyoim. Why does it have to be by Biyoim? If he didn't hear, then everything is very different. Answers the Gemara. Kishloi Shama Aris, the reason it has to be by Biyoim is because indeed the Aris didn't hear, but the father heard. And of Shama, the by Biyoim, who the Matsi Mefer, and as we learned many times, that a father can only be Mefer on the day that he hears. And once he's not Mefer on that day, am kava elich, if he's not Mefer that day, he can't be Mefer, a Matzah Mefer, he could no longer be Mefer in the nether. And of course, as we learn throughout this perek, the father is a partner with the husband. And without the father, we can't have a gerushin, a hafara, and therefore everything has to take place that day. For if it will not take base that day, the nether will never be able to be mufur, nothing to do with the husband because of the father. So the Gemara again is still trying to answer the question that we began, how does the halacha look at Gerushin? Does the halacha look at Gerushin like Hakama Shtika? Tashma, Nadra by Biyoim, if a woman, Mishnah Adah Peites teaches us, a woman made a nether, Vigirsha, and the husband divorced her, Vigzir by Biyoim, and Yachal Lahafer. Even though it's the same husband, this nether can never become mufur. Why? Shmamina. From here, we clearly have an indication. Gerush kakamadami, that once he divorced her, that the halach is he can no longer do hafara. Because the gerush, even though it's all on the same day, is considered an act of hakama. Says the Gemara, that Mishnah is not necessarily raya. Hocha ben nesua skinen. That Mishnah is speaking about a nesua. And a nesua, the reason why he can't, the reason he can't do that fara is behind the time dayna yachal offer, mishum de ain abal, mefim mekoidman. When we speak about nesuin, unlike a mureses, that the halacha is that he, oris is mefim noit in the dorim, or be it he needs the partnership of the father, but he could do even when pre existing the dorim, a nesui cannot do pre-existing nedarim. So if he divorced her and remarried her, even if we'll say that the act of divorce was not a hakama, but certainly that neder she has is a pre-existing condition. It's a koidman. And a husband who's a nosui cannot be made from the koidman. So the Meiri asks, if you learn that Mishnah, the Mishnah explicitly says that speaking about a couple who were nesuin. So ask the Meiri, what was the Havamina of the Gemara? that we should learn from that Mishnah. So, says the Meiri, the Gemara and the Havamin assumed that even though there is a halacha that a nosui, as we just said, cannot be made for bekoyman, the Gemara assumed that if they were married and divorced and remarried in that same day, that isn't considered koydman. That's considered all the same marriage. Teaches us the Mishnah that no, since the first marriage was terminated after with a get, any new marriage is a, any nedarim that exists before that new marriage, no matter what the interesting circumstances are, the halacha is that they considered the koydman. And that's why the halacha is that when they get divorced, they, all of his rights end. And when he gets remarried, so of course a nosui has a right to be made for the nedarim of his wife, but he only can be made for the nedarim of his wife that are there after they get married, not any pre-existing nedarim. Says the Mishnah Derech Talmid Chachamim, the way Talmid Chachamim, who, as some Rishonim explain, who are very concerned about nedarim, as a Gemara has often taught us how serious the issue of nedarim are. So in order to avoid problem of nedarim, and other Rishonim explain, the definition of a Talmud Chacham is an individual that is concerned about the way he acts, and not only is concerned about the way he acts, he's also concerned about the way the people around him act, in this case, being his daughter. So because they're so concerned, that's why we're going to learn what the Mishnah says they used to do. Another pshat that the Tveres Yisrael learns is that Talmidei Chachamim are familiar with Hilchos Nedarim. And since Talmidei Chachamim are familiar with Hilchos Nedarim, that's why in all the halachos of Afaras Nedarim, they try to do what the Mishnah now is going to describe. Other people are not familiar with all of the Hilchos Nedarim, and therefore won't necessarily know that what the Mishnah is suggesting may be done, should be done. So again, says the Mishnah, Derech Talmid Chachamim, Ad Layois Sabita Yoitz Metzloi, until his daughter got completely leaves his home, because as the Rishonim point out, when it means he leaves his home, it means that she becomes a Nesua, because if she's only becoming Mureses, as we keep on repeating, while she's Mureses, her father still has a right to jointly be made for Nedarim with her husband. So since the father could be made for Nedarim together with her husband, then he wouldn't have to be concerned because he's still an active participant in being made for Nedarim. So therefore, we're going to learn the Mishnah speaking about before his daughter became a Nesua. Aymalah, he told his daughter, call any nedarim that you made while you were in my home, hare mufarim, they should be considered mufarim. And as all the Rishonim point out, that what the Mishnah is coming to teach us is that even though he didn't hear, and we'll speak about this more in the Gemara, even though he didn't hear the neder yet, he wasn't aware of the neder, the initial act of afarah, this is a pshat that I saw from Shmuel Rizovsky, can begin even before you actually heard the neder. Says the Mishnah, habal, as we learned that once a husband becomes a nasui, he cannot anymore be made for nedarim bekoidman. He cannot be made for nedarim that are pre-existing. So while before that he says, any nedarim that you made before we have nesuin, Hare Mufarim, they become Mufar. And as I saw the Rishonim point out, the Mishnah is teaching us a Chiddush, that the father and the husband both say this, because we're speaking here about a woman who's an Arusa, and what happens here is that the father and the husband can be made for another, and they are made for the Dharm together, but our Mishnah is teaching us they can be made for the Dharm together, even though neither of them yet heard another. Because as we keep on learning, once there is Nesuin, any Yachal Hofer, he can't be made for pre-existing Nedarim. By Rami Bachama. So ask Rami Bachama, Baal, what is the halacha? Can a husband be made for Nedarim even though he didn't hear the neder. And the Ram points out, the most Rishonim agree with the Ram, that the question that the Gemara is asking is not limited to the husband. The same halacha applies to the father. Other Rishonim, however, say that there's a difference, as we've learned, between a daughter who's a pnuya, a daughter who's single, versus a daughter who's mureses. And they want to suggest that since the authority of a father over a daughter when she's a pnuya is very strong, one of the examples that we've always discussed is that the father has a right to be made for all of the nedarim that she makes, not any one type of neder. So certainly a father could be made for nedarim while the daughter's pnuya, even if he didn't actually hear the neder. Here we're speaking about where the girl's mureses, and the Rishonim are explaining, the Gemara is asking, the father and the husband are meif in the darim jointly, do they have to actually hear the neder, or could they do so without actually having heard the neder? Says the Gemara, what is the basis of the question? The Torah says, v'shama isha v'hefes nedra. Do we say that pasuk dafkahu? And the Torah is saying, v'shama, that you have to actually hear the neder. Oy, lav dafka. What halacha will be that even if you didn't hear the neder, the halacha is that you can be made for the neder. Certainly, everybody agrees that the halacha that we spoke about earlier on the shir, that b'yoyim shomay, that if you hear the neder and you let that day pass, everybody agrees that you have to have heard the neder. Furthermore, that it seems that most Rishonim are of the opinion that as far as Hakam is concerned, halacha that we also discussed in this shir, that you have an act of Hakama, which confirms the neder, and that neder can never be mufar again, requires shmiya. Here we're talking specifically regarding the halacha of the afara. Does afara work without shmiya, or does it not? Amar Rav Toshma. So it seems that our Mishnah should be the answer to that question, because we just learned in our Mishnah, Derech Talmid Chachamim, Ad Shelo Yosef Bita Metzloi, as long as before his daughter leaves his home, Oymelo, the father says, Kol Adarm Shna Dat V'Toch Beisi, any Nadarm you made while you were under my authority, Harei Mufarim. Now he says, V'ha, it says, Kol Nadarm. He's saying everything. He's not specifying any neder. The fact that he's not specifying any neder seems to be, this is the way the Ran learns, that the Mishnah, by not detailing what type of neder it is, seems to be teaching us that any neder he's being made for. Another pshat that I saw of Akiva Eger suggests, what pshat of the Mishnah? Because if he heard the neder, then we have a whole new fact. There's a whole other factor to take into consideration, and that's the factor of biyoyim shamay. The fact that that's not something the Mishnah is focused on is obvious. That the Mishnah is speaking about nedarim, that he never heard the specific neder, and because he never heard the specific neder, there is no issue of biyoyim shamay. But still, the Mishnah is suggesting, says the Gemara, hafara could take place even on a neder that the husband or father did not hear, says the Baran Loi. That's not the way to learn the Mishnah. And what it means is that he says this statement, and then l'chishama, when he hears the actual neder, that's when mefer, he's mefered again. Says the Gemara im Kain, kileshama, if that's what the Mishnah says, lama l'lamem, what's pshat in the Mishnah? The Mishnah began by teaching us that the Derech Talmid HaChomim is to make this type of a statement. But if we're learning now that the statement is not really have any meaning, because you have to really do the Hafara when they hear the Neder, so what's the point? Says the Gemara, HaKamashmon, the Mishnah is teaching us, says the Gemara, the Urchid Tzibur Baran Ladurei, Talmid HaChomim tell their daughters, Kol Nadarim Shna Datum Ufarim, not that that statement in itself has any validity, but what they're trying to elicit is that their daughter should tell them any nedarim that they may have made. And once they hear the specific neder that the daughter tells them, they'll be made for it. But without that, the afar would not take place. Tashma says, the Gemara tries to bring a different raya from our Mishnah. The Mishnah said, Tashma in the Sefer, the Kenabal actually Tukanas Rishusoi, the husband, until when, before she becomes Nesua, says to her, actually Tukanas Rishusoi, Emelah, he says, Kol Nadarim Shnardarti. Says again, why doesn't that seem to be that the husband is making a statement that all your Nadarim should become Mufar? As we learned when we learned the Mishnah, it's going to be have to speak about a case where the father is joining with the husband. She's mureses, and they're making this joint hafara, even though they didn't hear her make the neder. Says the Gemara, Hachaname, what the Mishnah means to say, Damala, he's trying to elicit her to tell him of all the nedarim, and he says that there should be mufal chishamana after I hear it. And the Ran says a interesting pshat. The Ran pshat says here that. But not becoming the suin. So after the suin, he can't be made for bekaidman. He can't be made for any pre-existing nadarim. Explains the Ran that if he made this statement, and even though he didn't hear the neder when he made this statement, suggests the Ran that when he will hear of the neder after they already had the suin, but because he made the statement before the suin, and normally after Nesu'in, you cannot be made for Bekoidman. The husband will have a right to be made for that nether. Because since he was made for the nether, he began the Hafara process from before. Once you began the Hafara process from before, even though now it's already after the Nesu'in, it can continue. Bechidish. So, but the simple question that we began this Gemara with, can you be made for a neder without actually having heard it? Can a father or husband be made for? Has not been answered. Toshma, so the Gemara attempts to bring a raya from Mishnah we're going to learn on Daf Ayin Hey Amar Aleph. Mishnah says, Haimelish to call a darm shadaduri. If a person says to his wife, any darm you're going to make, I'm leaving now. Any darm you're making, ach of a mokum ploini, until I will come back from wherever I'm traveling to, Harei and Kiyomim, they all should become confirmed, Layama Klum. You can't make a confirmation before the neder was actually made. And there's a number of pshatim. The simple pshat is, Kutsudovish Labaloylam. If the neder wasn't yet made, you can't be Makayim, you can't be confirm a neder that wasn't made. Another pshat that as much as the husband is saying that I'm being mekayim any neder you make, that is not a statement that we could accept, because there may be nedarim that he doesn't want to be confirmed. So how could you say that you make mekayim anything that was made? Another pshat is by afara we could understand. It's a very similar pshat where a husband could say, I don't want nedarim. We spoke about this as we began the Mishnah. I don't want a wife with nedarim. It doesn't make a difference what the neder is, if it's good or bad. It doesn't make a difference. I don't want a wife with nedarim. And therefore, a husband could perhaps make a precondition, all nedarim should be mufar. You can't make that statement by kiyum, because the halacha is that you need to have really know the neder and say, this is a neder I'm satisfied with. And therefore, if her husband makes a statement, a kol nedarim tedur ad shavavim makam ploni ayroi kiyomim, I'm making that statement, then the halacha is that's loya maklum, it's a meaningless statement. Harei mufarim, but if you make a statement that any neder that you make, you will make is mufar, here says Rebbe Lezer, I'm a muffer. Rebbe Lezer agrees that it's considered muffer. And we're going to learn, when we learn that Mishnah Mitzvashem, that Rebbe Lezer has an interesting pshat. Why? He says, if a neder was already expressed, the halacha is a husband, a father, whatever the situation is, has a right to be made for it. So certainly, that's already a stronger situation. The neder was already expressed. So certainly in a case where the neder wasn't even expressed, So it's a much weaker situation. Certainly, Rabbi Elazar says such a neder has you could be made for to prevent her from you could prevent it from being considered a valid neder. V'alo shama. But ask the Gemara, let's learn that brisa. The brisa is speaking about a neder that wasn't said yet. Yet we see the Rabbi Elazar just taught us you can be made for the nether. So you see that you can be made for the nether. So posh pshat, the way to learn the Gemara, that the raya that you can be made for a nether without hearing it is from the opinion of Rabbi Elazar. But actually, the Rishonim say it could be even a raya according to the Rabbanan. Because in this case, why did the Rabbanan hold that the hafara is not considered a valid hafara? Because she didn't make the nether yet. But it seems that had she already made the nether, there the Rabbanan would agree with Rabbi Elazar that you can be made for nether. He didn't hear the nether. It's a raya that even the Rabbanan agree that you can be made for a nether without hearing it. Says the Gemara, Hachanami will explain the Mishnah over there to be talking about that I'm being made for the nether only lichi shamana, when I actually hear the nether. Says the Gemara, V'lam alim and hashta. So if that's the case, what's the point in this statement? So if it's required that he should hear the nether in order to be made for the nether, so when he'll hear it, he'll be made for it. What's the point in this statement that we speak about? Ksava, says the Gemara, the point of this statement is that the husband is saying, maybe when I hear the nether at that time, I'll be preoccupied and I won't be able to be made for it. So I'm being made for it from now. What does it mean I'm being made for it from now? That means is, and we said this in Amud Aleph as well, I'm beginning the hafara process now, but it actually doesn't really become mufar until I hear the nether. So therefore, that's not a raya. Toshma, so the Gemara attempts a different raya. The Brisa says, Haimla Petrepus, somebody appointed an administrator to manage his affairs. He's traveling overseas. And he says, Kol nadarim shenderes ishti mikan v'ad shemak employni. Any nadarim that I make from when I start my trip until I come back, hafer. He gives him instruction that he should be made for the nether. The hafala, and the husband, and the apotropos was made for the nether per instruction. Yochel yemikumay amfarim. We were saying that's a valid hafara. Tamalaymer, ishi kamenav ishirena. The Torah says the word Isha twice, her husband. Ishi kamenav ishiya forena. The reason the Torah uses the word Isha twice is to teach us that only the husband can be made for and the shliach cannot be made for. Divrei Rabbi Yoshia, that is the opinion of Rabbi Yoshia. And the Rambam says that this halacha that we're learning now, it doesn't only apply with a husband and a wife. It also applies by a father and a daughter. Because if we look in the psukim about a father and a daughter, there too the Torah uses the word avia twice. The Torah says, v'mheina avia oisa. And then it says another pasuk, v'hechrishla avia. Why does the Torah say the word avia twice? To teach us that that only the father could do it, not the shliach. And Rabbi Yoshia is teaching us that the shliach cannot be made for the nadarim. Amalei Rabbi Yonason, ask Rabbi Yonason, why not? Mitzin b'chal ha-Torah kula, haven't we found in all of areas of halacha that shluchah shladim k'maisai, that a person could appoint a shliach? So why over here can the father, not be able to appoint a shlichus? Now, it's a very important point that the Rosh makes. Even though we're having here machlokes, Rabbi Yonason and Rabbi Yoshia, if a person, a father, a husband, could appoint a husband for the hafara, to make a hafara, but we also have been discussing extensively, that is the halacha of B'yayim Shammai. Everybody agrees that B'yayim Shammai, the Shmiya, the hearing of the apotropos, will not be considered B'yayim Shammai. And the Tzais, based on the Rosh, says that this is a very important concept in all of halacha. Even though we just learned shlichus shel adam k'maisai, that doesn't mean that for all mitzvahs I could appoint a shliach. I can't appoint a shliach to put on tefillin on my behalf. We have the rule shlichus shel adam k'maisai. Explains the k'tzais. Shlichus shel adam k'maisai is only in a mitzvah that doesn't require that I should do the mitzvah myself. B'yom shamay requires that I should hear the neder. Nobody could hear for me. Nobody could put on tefillin for me. Hafara doesn't require that I should hear the neder. And therefore, even if a shliach can be appointed for being made for a neder, everybody could agree that hafara cannot be effective for that. Yom shamay cannot be effective through a shliach. But feel Rabbi Yosha says in the Gemara that even Rabbi Yosha, like Kama El Mishum Exeris Akasov, there's Exeris Akasov that Isha, you command of Isha Yafarenu, that the Torah excludes a shliach from the parish of Afara. Avil the Kule Alma, everybody agrees if we wouldn't have had that pasuk, if Yosha wouldn't have that pasuk, we would apply over here the concept of Shluch Hashladnu Kamaisai. The husband didn't hear the neder. So if we're saying that our fara is required to make, that our fara could only be done with shmiya, there's no shmiya here. So we see that it seems that our fara doesn't require shmiya. Says the Gemara, Hachinami, we're going to explain that that Mishnah, the Amalei L'chishmana Mefila, he's saying to husband, you begin the fara process. You are based on my instruction. Every time you hear my wife make a neder, says mufalach. And not only that, I saw the Rishonim, the Ran, says the way he's supposed to say it, mufalach l'chashiyish mebalach. So what he's doing is, he's beginning the afara process, but not finishing the afara process. Because he can't finish that afara process, because only the husband could do so. Ask the Gemara, so if we're waiting for the husband to hear, and until the husband hears, nothing happens, so then let him be l'chishama when he hear leifala. Answers the Gemara that the husband is concerned, who sava dama matridna. The husband is concerned that when he comes back, he maybe will be preoccupied, and he won't be able to consummate that far process. And therefore, since he won't be able to properly consummate the afara process, he already starts it now, and by starting it now, the halacha, he will be able to finish it whenever he does, and not have the problem that the yom shamay might have passed. But it's all based on the husband. No one else could do it because there's a requirement of shmiya in order to do afara.